a letter that he has from the President of the Dominican Republic with a back channel message.
Oh, God.
On the stability of a friendly government as a result of states maneuvering on sugar quotas. He, as I understand it from John, the purpose would not be for you to get into discussion of the substance of Pluto, but rather to allow him to deliver the letter. Let him say he's seen you. And John thinks it's one chance in 10 that we may be able to buy that and then some follow-up, get the guys swung over to our side. It's got a lot of dough if we can get it. It might be worth it. Henry says he sees no reason for you not to do it.
I provided this 10 minutes, Bob.
Makes any difference.
But generally speaking, that kind of thing, when we think of swinging to our side, we're only talking about money. And generally speaking, my time should not be spent on one Jew to get his money. Let's face it. But maybe you try this one. I don't mind. You try one now.
Why not? John, I guess, has had some contact.
I know he was up there to dinner.
Some stuff that kind of worked out.
Yeah. But why don't we try this one 15 minutes?
Okay. That's kind of what we're trying to...
I know, but no, I know you'd agree on it.
Eliminate most doubts, at least.
Right now, you know, you really need, Bob, somebody to handle something like the times thing. In other words, you've got to make sure on the legal side, the Defense Department, of course, is the party in interest. They can't do anything that's worth a damn. Who's going to handle it? I was talking to Mitchell and Ehrlichman. That should be developing a position. You know what I mean? Just basically, it's a running fight now. Scully, I think, is balanced enough to see him. They haven't. Maybe he is.
Well, everybody's got ideas. What we've got to do is
get them all in one place.
Pull it together into something
They can't have a virtual attorney general can't make any statements because he's now filed a case.
Well, we've got Goldwater going on that side of it. I'll call him because it occurred to me, and I think it's essential that the vice president not say anything, and I'm afraid he might decide to say something.
That's right.
Left to his own devices.
Oh, it never has occurred to me. I didn't think he should be so stupid.
Well,
but he would be so stupid.
I'm just afraid to assume that he wouldn't be because it could happen. And, you know, he may think it's a great opportunity to hit.
But my view is that I can't say anything because it's a case in court.
Senators ought to jump up.
Senators have got to, I guess, if you develop one line here, they're going to call them the Kennedy-Johnson papers. The Kennedy-Johnson papers.
That's good.
And
instead of the McNamara papers.
No, it's the Kennedy-Johnson papers. On the war. These are the Kennedy-Johnson papers on the war.
Your basic position is what everybody is basically coming up with in one, say, one way or another, but the key here is that this is their fight. The only position, the only thing the administration's doing in this is the proper legal action for protecting national security.
Protecting national security, but on the other hand, you've got to go one step further to say why this does injure national security, and that is if documents are secret. In other words, why you have to have some secrecy, in other words, and that still consider. And that's the point where Roger made a good point that several foreign governments have contacted him to see if their documents were secure. The other thing is that the
question of breaking codes and all that stuff.
Secret document involves the breaking of codes, involves the putting out of information that might contingency planning and so forth. Somebody's got to sit down and do some thinking about it. I know who's doing that. I know a lot of people thinking and have a lot of ideas, but somebody has really got to kind of pull it together, and I that hard to do. Maybe I'll give him a project like that. I got Ray to do it, but he's too close to that sort of viewpoint, I'm afraid, you know what I mean? Although I don't see how anybody, believe me, could honestly tolerate it.
Ray does.
Yeah. Why don't you ask Ken, who could really take this over? To develop quietism, but maybe he and... I think maybe Sapphire is the guy. It's a public relations problem, of getting out of the line. Don't leave that coast, this is bad.
No,
he doesn't understand.
Well, no, it's Scalia and Moore.
Scalia, Moore, Sapphire.
Rumsfeld got into it on the political side, because he's, you know, been involved in this stuff. This area, he's fascinated with it.
What do you mean? What is
congressional days about the political side? Just the again, PR thing, but from a political view.
And here you see the Kennedy Johnson papers. It is a family fight, too, which they now have put in the paper. Washing their dirty linen in public. We're not going to comment on their efforts to the Spanish family fight, washing their dirty linen in paper. Of the Kennedy Johnson era, period. That's the line we should take. But on the other hand, we do believe in the security of the. But I'll tell you one thing that is delighting me, knowing I just told Ziegler another. This climb down in the times. Handled skillfully is the best thing we can do for a while. And it's going to be as that's going to be done. But you just got to do it, Bob. You cannot allow them to have it both ways.
Right.
You can't allow them to come in here, pick our brains, and so forth. Then at the same time, have them go out and do this sort of irresponsible thing. Don't you agree?
Yeah.
I also gave Ziegler to work today. I will not have a Times person. Cool files, not quite awesome, you understand. Yeah. And as you said, we were saying earlier, no airplane pools for a while.
That's right.
Just let them be, that's up to. It's war, it's war.
He said he was going to recommend not doing Q&A.
Yeah. Well, you can't comment on this. I can't. I really can't now, but Mitchell's going to file criminal charges.
He's going to work up something. He says you probably have to say something that, you know, makes the point of that you can't. In other words, whatever the situation is, obviously you can't get into that.
Well, we should point out to him that the Attorney General now is filing today the criminal charges. Now, under those circumstances, I cannot comment. I cannot comment at all on the case. The only way I don't know how the hell I can do it, simply say that classified documents are.
Oh, we can work up what kind of thing.
Maybe they can work up something.
Says something so they can't say you totally ignored the principal issue of the day that doesn't say anything.
We ought not to say it involves a previous administration, it involves a government. We have a responsibility to test. We're not going to comment on the merits of the case. This is a plan. We figure out something. But I think we ought to make that a pretty sure script.
Sure.
I haven't got much game in that.
And it's essentially, it's a domestic policy briefing. That's what they're there for. They'll have
I mean, God damn it, we're interested.
Oh, it's, see if we're not having anything on drugs. I think they should.
Yeah, they sure should.
To have something on drugs and substitute that for some of the revolutionary crap. You know what I mean? That's a... rather than reorganization, we're having a hell of a time, you know. Same anyway, you know. That's got to review this permanent charge of law, that makes it all the more clear to stay out of that issue. Boy, they look at that, yeah, man. Where do you see that old lady pass, thinking not his, I just want to prove up that why documents are classified, whether they go to Reed Rogers' press conference. Why classification has to be respected and so forth. See, the real question is how this all sorts out and goes out across the country in the airways and the rest. It sorts out of the New York Times printing a lot of stuff on the war, where people just get the idea it's Nixon. Now that's, and Ziegler says, well, that's pretty clear. No, it isn't. Never clear. You know what I mean? It's got to be repeated, repeated, repeated in the Kennedy-Johnson papers. And I'd get that around right away, and I'd get that up and close and get us some members of the House referred to it as the Kennedy-Johnson papers. The other thing is that the Nixon administration on secrecy. In other words, we is suppression. Why are we being secret? Earth feels people don't like it. Their government's not to disclose anything.
I don't think that's true.
Remember, you polled them a little.
We polled it in one sense, and 68% of them said they agreed they were. Conditions under which you should not tell the truth. Or not tell, not give all the facts. Not give all the facts.
I'd like to say something, maybe though. I'd like to say something, Dennis. Because I think maybe that's the only way we're going to get our point across is for me to say it. You know, don't you think so? I don't mean about the Kennedy Johnson.
No, I know.
But just the basic posture.
Yeah.
What the hell this is all about. Interesting that Colson is now. He's on the Scoop Jackson kid too, huh?
Yeah. But he's dead worried about it.
Well, he works supposedly with labor. He knows that Scoop's got a hell of a
That's where this works. Stroke is, that's right. See, that's just the opposite of Mitchell, who wants Scoop Jackson to get the most strength he can get.
Well, you know, the main one here about you can't do goddamn thing about it. So therefore, don't worry about things you can't do anything about. Don't raise it. I mean, old people love to talk about it. Let them all talk about it. But believe me, they're not a thing you can do about who's going to run and how they're going to do it and so forth. The idea that Joe Little, I certainly read that Kennedy one a little bit.
Yeah. The more they fight, the more trouble they have, the better off they are.
Then if they fight?
No, they are.
You think they are?
Yeah, they're hitting each other.
Not much, Bob. Hewitt took on Muskie a little bit. Who else?
Yeah, arguing back and forth, and they're not, they've certainly not joined in any clear-cut attack on us, and they have not capitalized on their real opportunity, which is the economic thing, started really banging
Republican.
And it's a situation, it tends to be some real opportunity, except for the fact that
it could change.
It could change. That's the one which again, just so we're really at the bottom of the mercy of the war too. We're at the mercy of the events there, we really are. The economic, we can do a little more, Arthur and others are suggesting this and that, but you don't know how much it works. And again, the economy's either going to move or isn't. Very, you're going to have inflation, you're not. You're going to have inflation for sure. Question is how much. It's really a mixed bag, you know, the economic guys, they'll come in and they'll board room and do them all over the place. Although some other people like Connolly and Schultz seem to keep their hands a little better. Arthur is the most mercurial of the bunch. And he's up and down.
Yeah,
really. He has no consistency, whatever. It's rather surprising. And McCracken's the same. Worried about whether he gets Jim 65. Well, I worry about it. But again, what the hell are you going to do about it? What the hell are you going to do that we're not doing? Is that a waste of precious metals?
Isn't that something like something in the control area?
Well, the war issue, of course, is there. It's just that you've got to be totally fatalistic. And the idea is that if we get a break, we might have a negotiation. If we don't get a break, we've got to see it through, and it will. It'll be over, that's all. As an issue.
Then you wonder, this would be interesting, we can't tell for a while, so what impact the New York Times papers really have, the Kennedy Johnson papers really have. The country, they're hard reading and they're dull reading.
Yeah.
I don't imagine they'll be very well read. I would guess you'd find that the people in here
haven't read it. Oh, they haven't read it.
If they don't, who the hell else is going to?
I haven't read it. I know what the hell's in them. I mean, I know what it's all about.
Yeah.
I know that kind of crap that they, a bunch of people...
But they're dull reading. You can assume that just like the stuff we have coming in here. It's
right.
You got to be pretty involved before you want to read
it. As a matter of fact, it's interesting, the story of reading and so forth. The real question is whether people get the impression that some smell it. And we have to stop it due to the fact that you cannot have a massive security breach on it. Don't let any of the staff ever question that point. You cannot have a massive security breach in government. If you do,
then stand by and watch it.
Actually, if you do, they're going to steal other stuff from us, you know? That's what I'm thinking of. I'm thinking of our own stuff.
Yeah.
You've got to put papers on warning and others that go out and do this. By God, they're going to be prosecuted. Would you agree?
Sure.
Oh, I know the easy task, the easy line. Well, we shouldn't use the greatest subject.
Why not? So should the Chinese write political and PR wicked by prosecuting also, though?
I don't know. The press won't. I'm just not sure.
The press probably won't like that. I don't know about the people.
Provided we can get across the fact that it did involve the security of the country, that it's something disloyal, basically. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
The press putting the interests of the press, publication, above the interests of the country. God damn it, I think you've got to prepare some hard-hitting speeches down there in that Congress. From the Senate floor, they can say anything. Senate from the House floor. So that's why I really think you've got to get more than a Sapphire operation. I guess you've got to have a little team. You want to put together a little team? Might as well have a little fun. I had to have thought all these things before they published. And of course they would think of them in terms of their own immediate family, their own New York environment and constituency. I'm sure they thought it would hurt us massively and hurt us on this vote for the vote. I'm sure they did it for that reason. On the other hand,
keep this alive.
So
it's really a big sensation, but it isn't nearly as sensational as that. It was Zacharias was the guy, that Admiral Zacharias, thing where he proved that Roosevelt, you know, knew about and Pearl Harbor, brought about Pearl Harbor. I don't know whether he proved it conclusively, but he made the case. U.S. News did a big thing on it, and then he wrote a book.
Yeah, that was who it was, Zacharias.
And that was pretty sensational at the moment, but because it was far more dramatic than this. You know, the Pearl Harbor, the thing that we had,
well, Roosevelt did,
set up the Pearl Harbor exactly, in effect, in order to swing public opinion to backing
the guys into Europe. That was it.
In a war that he had to get into for a number of reasons. Foreign policy and domestic.
Probably he had the, I think he did it for the domestic as much as the foreign, to be frank with you.
So he was really in the suit.
Well, for Christ's sake, we still had 9 to 10 million unemployed. He would not have been re-elected in 1940, not been in the goddamn war. 41, 42, from there on. You know what I mean? There were a lot of circumstances there. He just delighted to have a bad time.
Do you think he can make the thing hang sick?
I don't know. He's going to, I think they're going to give it a college term. What would be greater than good? Well, I suppose there is and there isn't. They'll go on and say that, look, what are we hiding? What have you got to hide? We've got nothing to hide. That's not a lie. We have nothing to hide. This involves, we have nothing to hide as far as the fact that this involves a family quarrel from the previous administration. It's some of the, you know, they got to get simple little phrases. We have nothing to hide. No skin off our nose. But the point is that it's a family quarrel of the previous administration. The Kennedy Johnson papers. What happened to the Kennedy Johnson conduct of the war? We developed a new policy and it's working. We have nothing to hide. But the point is, we do have a bigger responsibility, which goes beyond these petty political considerations, and that is the defense of the integrity of the country. I've got to see that you're keeping now. Now we ought to get ready to have him. He's 70 years old. Now that's, I hadn't realized, but if you notice how some of these guys, they just ain't got it anymore. Only 70-year-old one that's got it is Buckner and Bruce. One, both are 75.
They're amazing. Both those guys.
Both of those are amazing men.
They really are.
They are amazing.
Some of
of the establishment, the old establishment, ought to speak out against this. Shocking.
Well, anyway, it's much better. They tell me Gardner did well in his first round.
Yes.
Poor Bill, probably hated that. He was like, he's sort of on the side of the press always. Can't possibly be, I didn't shock about this because, ambassadors, not down ambassadors, representing foreign governments, as he pointed out in his press conference. What the Christ, you're going to send messages that they're going to be leaked out like this?
You don't have security, then you don't have, you can't have communication. Got a real problem.
Well, also a contingency plan, is that damn kind of enough? This is really a blow to that. Well, let's not worry about it. We'll get on to something else. Worry about that. Alright, it's fortunate. What's your feeling at the present time about, because I should be thinking of that, about whether we want to go on a press conference next week or not? Sure. Or do you think we just as well this month?
I think we can stay along.
Well, what I mean is that Rochester made a little news. We could, we'll certainly make some news. We'll make a little news at the AMA. Now, if you alienate some, that isn't worth it. should go for a smaller audience, where people are gonna be there anyway, unless you have on the prime time thing, and you know, something that you know is gonna be enormously important, maybe an announcement or something like that, so then if you do that, you do that. I don't know, I've been around this track, we've been around it so often, maybe wrong. And also, you can't base any decision based on one child that writes in.
So no, but it's a point that
something that hadn't occurred to me before. Okay.
Henry's asking if he can change the NSC from tomorrow morning to Thursday afternoon. We kept Thursday clear. Thursday afternoon clear.